Yemenis are out again on the streets of the capital Sana'a to voice their anger at the ongoing Saudi war on their country. They pledge to remain steadfast against Riyadh's aggression. Protesters denounced international silence on the Saudi war. They also voiced support for the resistance led by the Ansarullah movement against Saudi Arabia. Riyadh has been bombing Yemen for 5 months now. The latest attacks have mainly hit the northern province of Sana'a. All members of one family were killed in Razi, while a civilian died in Munabi district. The Moran district of Sana'a province was also struck at least 50 times. The attacks also left 2 Yemenis dead in Hijaz province. More than 5,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in the Saudi military campaign. The war has also caused a dire humanitarian situation in Yemen. Christopher Walker is a Middle East expert joining us from London. Christopher Walker, it sounds like a broken record, but this question needs to be asked, because when it comes to the UN, well, we've seen what they have done. They've placed sanctions on the country that's being bombed. And I think that has given Saudi Arabia this green light, so to speak, to continue what it's doing. And yet, after all these deaths, the UN is not meeting an emergency session to denounce the one that's bombing, and that's Saudi Arabia.
No, this has become very much known as the forgotten war in the Middle East, where so many different conflicts are raging. The UN has, I must say, in its support, has voiced severe condemnation of the Saudis for their technique of bombing airports in Yemen and thus disturbing any attempts to provide humanitarian aid to what is a very serious humanitarian situation there, underreported, but with some 5,000 deaths in 5 months. Normally that would be front page news. I think there are various reasons why this coverage is so little and so poor. Of course, Saudi Arabia does have an influence in the West with its oil. It has a number of allies like America and the United States, which are very, America and the United Kingdom, which are very loath to upset the Saudis by criticism of their own human rights policies, let alone their warlike policies in Yemen, where they just seem to strike at random with that horrific list of recent deaths you talked about. They just strike from the air without any great consideration for civilian life. I don't know what can be done about this apart from continued emphasis by those few reporters who are on the ground and TV crews to try and point out what's been going on.
I'm almost sure that if you were to put your money on this war, after all the 5 months and 5,000 deaths, Saudi Arabia could have killed all of those terrorists in the AQAP. But yet, there was a report that said they're looking the other way.
Yes, there. I mean, Saudi policy has long been subject to accusations of gross hypocrisy, and in fact, quite what it's doing in Yemen is not certain. It seems to be somehow or other trying to inflict some sort of regime change, and it regards Yemen as sort of part of its own territory almost, because of the huge land border of hundreds of kilometers between the two countries, and the remoteness, which is the other reason why I think this whole event is being so underreported. If you went out in the West and asked people, you know, who are Houthis and what's going on and who's the government in Sana'a, they really would have very little idea what you were talking about.
Indeed. Thank you. We're going to leave it there. Christopher Walker, Middle East expert from London. Thank you.